important.
We want to know.
My father certainly not. My father hated art because it cost money and he didn't see what good it did.
Now, he was a businessman, was he?
He did nothing.
Oh.
He was the son of a father who indulged him too much. Took him to the bank when he was 16 years old and told the bank his son could sign any check he wanted. And he said, I didn't abuse it. And I think that's true. My father's very honest. But at the age of 16, and what did he do about boarding school? When they wanted to send him off to boarding school, and I believe it was Phillips Exeter,
mm-hmm.
though they aren't certain, there's another Hofer there, and I don't know if it's Charles Hofer or not. Anyway, he came back in 3 days. He said he didn't like it, and what did my grandmother say to my grandfather? Mr. Hofer, because in those days you called your husband Mr. Isn't it nice that Charlie likes home so much better than school? You see what a big, good education he got. He just got through, he certainly got through primary and perhaps secondary, but he didn't get up to college level.
But he had
a perfectly good mind.
Did he have any particular interest gradually developed that you recall?
Very much so. He loved the great outdoors. He was the number one ecologist, and he knew trees and loved trees and land and all the nice things. And then shot thousands of ducks for which I could kill him. I thought that was a mistake. The Middle West was full of game in those days. I'm talking about, you see, I'm the youngest, and my father was 41 when I was born. So I was born in 98, he was born in 57.
So these are things he'd be doing in the 80s or so, or even 70s.
Yeah, 70s. Yeah. Oh, well, he took his gun when he was about 8, I think.
Well, this was Cincinnati,
Ohio, and the passenger pigeons went over my grandfather's place by the millions, and they went, and my grandfather cursed like mad. He was in French Alsatian. He cursed Mon Dieu and so forth, and worse than that. Merde, you know how the French, which doesn't mean anything very bad in French. Anyway.
That Cincinnati was a booming
the passenger
place,
pigeon.
Wasn't it?
The last passenger pigeon died in the Cincinnati Zoo in 1911, and I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes. I was 13 years old. Of course I did.
Well, for you, was Cincinnati a pretty interesting place? I know you loved
Only
Maine
fair.
From the beginning.
Only fair. It was too proud of itself. It thought it was the queen city of the Middle West and all that. They thought they had the best symphony orchestra and the best everything. You don't want that.
There was a lot of pomposity.
There was a certain amount of pomposity. There were very nice people as well. But it was a good deal about Boom Tacoma. And Cincinnati was, of course, Chicago was a little bit of a dump when Cincinnati was a sizable city. It was the gateway to the South. The Civil War ruined Cincinnati. The war between the states.
Because a lot of the markets were...
Exactly. And then the stockyards were in Cincinnati before they went to Omaha. And the railroad center was in Cincinnati before it went to Chicago. Mm-hmm. St. Louis was a big place.
Yeah.
St. Louis and Cincinnati were the two western cities. Kansas mm-hmm. City, Cleveland, Columbus, Chicago,
all secondary.
Milwaukee.
Well, I wanted to ask you a bit about schooling out there in Cincinnati. Was that anything remarkable or any particular interest you developed early?
I will give you it. Left and right, wreath the red and the white. We will write it, we walk in bold array. Da, 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 da. For this is old Franklin's day. Cheer for old Franklin, Franklin will win. Fight to the finish, never give in. All do your best, boys, we'll do the rest, boys. Fight for the victory.
So that's what a lot of it was about, huh?
Well, can you imagine such a song and having to sing such crap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it. No, I didn't like Cincinnati. I went to Cleveland and liked it much better, which was a younger city and healthier and not so arrogant people got
it. You knew it pretty early on, too, did you?
Oh, my mother's family came from up there. And on the other hand,
Well, now your mother, as you said earlier, was a trustee at the art museum.